I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We
what
are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
I love doing shows on days like today. We had a huge game-changing trade in the NBA, and there's so many different levels and angles to it. We're going to get to all of them. But we start with a big picture view. Jalen, what do you think the impact of this blockbuster trade that changes these four teams will have on the league as a whole, especially putting all those superstars in Brooklyn on the Nets?
This is outstanding for the league that I love so very much, Jacoby. Look at the amazing star power that now exists in the Eastern Conference. Okay. One thing for Russ to now go to the Wizards, and they're struggling, but look at the top of the East. Each of those teams feel like they should win the conference or this season is a failure. The Miami Heat still have Jimmy, still have Bam. The Boston Celtics have Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. And how about the Bucks? Not only do they still have Giannis, he signed Jacoby for the next handful of years. It literally just stabilized the conference that has been a revolving door that we talked about the last couple of years that saw Kawhi parachute in, the Miami Heat take it last year. Giannis was the regular season MVP twice, and then all of a sudden, they got bounced. Philadelphia needed to make change. They have Embiid. They have Ben Simmons. So much star power in that conference. It's going to be fantastic theater for the league.
Well, one thing that this Brooklyn Nets team is what you just mentioned, star power. All day, ever since the trade, everyone's been trying to wrap their head around what Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden look like on the same team. However, you can't forget that Kyrie Irving is out for personal reasons, likely to be out for protocol reasons for a few games after that. He's not necessarily on this team that James Harden has just been added to. How does this move change where Kyrie Irving's head is at right now, and will it draw him out from his absence?
Well, I know he really loves basketball, and he's shown me to be a fantastic performer. If he's going to ever play, this is tailor-made red carpet situation. I don't see him walking away from this, Jacoby. Remember, he was the first guy to sign. He was almost like the lead domino in theory that brought KD. And shout to Kiwi, their GM, Sean Marks, my former teammate. Also, Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni. This is going to be their 7 seconds or less. And the remix with Amari Stoudemire on the sideline. Kyrie Irving is going to be a vital part of that. I anticipate at some point he will be back in uniform and give us this outstanding big three, one that reminds me of a remix of when we saw LeBron James join Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami.
So on Kyrie specifically, here are some rumors slash reports that we have heard lately. He left for personal reasons that might have something to do with the insurrection in the Capitol, that he didn't necessarily love the idea that Steve Nash was hired as the head coach, and most recently that him and KD haven't really been seeing eye to eye or discussing that much over the past few days. How do those things change with the addition of James Harden?
Because basketball is what they do for a living. And Kyrie Irving is so very young and got so much more to give to the game and or vice versa. I just think that he'll find a way to figure it out because this situation is tailor-made, Jacoby. And how about some of the outstanding players that each of these guys have had a chance to play with in their careers? Kevin Durant has played with Russ and the Splash Brothers. Kyrie Irving played with LeBron James. James Harden had multiple great players, including Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook, come through Houston. And so this is AAU in the NBA reincarnated. And as somebody that loves AAU basketball, I always stand on the table when people try to slander it. And why that analogy matters, Jacoby, is you're the best player on your squad. You're all city, you're all state, or whatever. But then when the season is, you go play with the best players in the state to go play against the other best players in the country. So all of these guys have relationships. Jeff Green, DeAndre Jordan. And in a team sport, that bond is going to matter. That bond is going to matter.
Yep.
And what the Nets are going to do, Mike D'Antoni, who I played for, is going to write 125 up on the board. That's how many they're going to be trying to score each game. Right now, the Bucks lead the league in scoring, and the Nets are currently third. And they just added James Harden, a guy that can get you 40-point triple-doubles, to go with Kevin Durant, a 50-40-90 guy, Iceberg Slim, shooting trade from the suburbs, and Kyrie Irving. I was in the gym when he made the jumper on the right wing against the Golden State Warriors. All of these guys on the same squad in the East. And that basketball intellect and versatility that each one of those guys have, oh man, this is going to be spectacular to watch.
I'm glad you brought up the relationships between these three human beings, because this is not an arranged marriage. Remember, there were reports this summer that these three were working out in Los Angeles together and said, you know, it'd be nice. It'd be nice if we all end up on the same team. And somehow, some way, they ended up on the Nets. So let's look at this through the prism of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant came back from Achilles. He's looking like the old Kevin Durant. How does he feel when he hears this news?
It speaks for itself, like Ice Cube. Like mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. He's a main man, dog. And the Nets did an amazing job of eliminating any talk of what might happen with KD's free agency, because he ain't about to leave running with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. This is an opportunity, Jacoby. You remember when LeBron joined the Heat and they did the press conference, not five, not six, not seven?
Of course.
And each time I always bring up, to me, if he would have got to that, he would have surpassed Michael Jordan in the GOAT conversation. Leaving that, he had to go to LA and rebuild it. So now for these guys, do they get more than two championships like that big three did? And also, it shapes the balance of power. You have the conglomerate called LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George in LA on the West Coast, and another group of amazing teams. And then now you have a squad that a lot of people are going to be considering villains. In theory, I'm pretty sure people in Houston are not happy with James Harden. They're going to be happy to get those picks, and they're going to be happy with what goes on with their team. But when you talk about that arranged marriage, that means somebody else had to, beat the broken eggs in order to get that omelet made. And that was the fans of Houston. And so with the Nets, this is a terrific opportunity for KD to now catapult himself into these top 10 conversations, and is he going to surpass some certain great players on these all-time lists?
If you remember, it just seemed like a few months ago, is because it was, the Heat won the Eastern Conference and the Lakers won the championship. And it seemed like the rest of the teams in the Eastern Conference were like Scarface. They're like, okay, I'm reloading. You saw what the Bucks did to win out to assist Giannis after they signed Giannis. You saw the Sixers reshape their roster to add more shooting and then get rid of Horford. And now you see this from the Nets. So right now, after this, assuming Kyrie Irving does play professional basketball this season, who do you have coming out of the East to take on the Western Conference champion in the finals?
I'm gonna be consistent here. I'm not gonna fall into the Clippers trap that I fell into last year. I remember when LeBron first went to Miami, and I'm saying this before the NFL playoffs end. Same thing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You put together this great talent, you don't necessarily get it done in the first year. Mm-hmm. Now, I know they have unique chemistry. This is extreme unique chemistry though, because they're elite players that also have been working out together They played together before, Harden and KD in OKC. They got a chance to get acclimated earlier in the season, KD and Kyrie. So it's just not like they're shotgunning them together. But there's something to be said for that cohesion, in my opinion, that the Bucks have built over the last couple of years. And you add Drew Holiday, who's going to be an all-star this year. Chris Middleton, for anybody that's still doubting his game, I don't know what you've been watching. You go pull up the game of how he performed last year without Giannis in the playoffs. And that cohesion, to me, is going to be something that is going to be tough for the Nets to overcome. And lastly, let me tell you what else is going to be hard for them to overcome. That productive height that the Bucks have. So now you got DeAndre Jordan. He about to be catching blobs with all both hands. Oh, you know what I just saw? That's DeAndre Jordan hanging on the rim again. You know, all right, Kyrie, five pick and rolls. Harden, five pick and rolls. DeAndre, pop, pick, whatever. Okay. These Nets are going to be outstanding, Jacoby. I can't wait to see the show.
Jalen, you make a good point about the Bucks' consistency, the Bucks being on the precipice in the playoffs and not advancing. And there, it seems like they're ripe to win this Eastern Conference. They'll likely have the best record in the Eastern Conference. And I'm going to do the thing where I fall for the hot new thing in the conference. I think when you have James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and KD, and then you've got Joe Harris with catch and shoot threes, you got DeAndre Jordan rim protecting and catching the lobs you mentioned, this to me is the favorite to win the East. These Brooklyn Nets. It's not even close to me. You know what? Everyone can talk about their defense. They're not going to play defense. They're going to play lots and lots and lots of offense. And I would pick these Nets to win the Eastern Conference right now as we sit here today. That is my favorite for sure.
You know, if I was writing a script, I would want all of the drama. Stephen King style, dog. So, of course, the Nets and the Lakers, KD, LeBron, AD, Kyrie, Harden, like the Laker branch, of course that would be outstanding for the NBA. But Milwaukee, Jaylen. I got y'all. Milwaukee, Jaylen. I got Jaylen. Y'all.
Jalen.
Who gonna get in the, who gonna get in the Greek Freak's way?
Yes, Jalen, it's a big news on a day like today. There's always a lot of eyeballs on the show, especially in those executive corner offices around the Disney Corporation. So please, don't get us fired.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Houston lost James Harden, and Rockets fans are sad, but there's also a ripple effect in the city of Houston. It was pointed out by Slim Thug on Instagram when he put up this meme with featuring Houston's own Travis Scott, liked by James Harden, about the anguish felt around the exotic dancers in the Houston area. Do not get us fired and be brief. Why would James Harden like this Instagram post?
I got you, Houston. I got you, Houston. You know what I'm saying? James Harden did an amazing job of stimulating that economy, Jacoby, for years, giving back to the community, the kind of charity that makes it to the hood. And now Houston's gonna lose that.
There are so many more angles to this trade to discuss. What does this mean for the Rockets and LeBron James and Lakers beat the Thunder last night? But what does this trade change when it comes to LeBron's chase of Michael Jordan and his legacy? Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
What? Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the big James Harden trade changed the face of the NBA, but one team that it definitely impacted were LeBron James and the Lakers. They beat the Thunder yesterday, as everyone expected them to, but you know there were some conversations in the locker room about this championship favorite now having a new stocked up three superstar contender. What do you think the impact of this move is on LeBron and the Lakers?
LeBron, the OG, and you know what I appreciate about his leadership in today's NBA? He showed everybody the game, whether you wanted to hate it or not. And again, you know, I have a passion for the league, and I love to see all-time great players try to find a way to overcome turbulence where they are, like a Dame Lillard, like a Giannis, and stay with their current team. And see a guy like Dirk win a championship. But once LeBron James went to Miami, he ushered a different way, Jacoby, and guys was watching and listening. And not just because Rich Paul is a terrific agent and becoming one of the best ones in the game, but now also basketball-wise, you don't have to stay at a team for a really long time. If you guys get a chance to join up and get it done, make it happen. And Kevin Durant sat back and watched. Kyrie sat back and watched. Harden sat back and watched. And we talked about players defecting from the West. That's another thing I want to give LeBron credit for. You know why that needs to take place? Because they ain't winning it out there. Not this year. Not with AD and LeBron, if they healthy. We know if everybody healthy this year, who gonna win it? You know, and I know. And so based on them putting this squad together, it's like we got the hero in LeBron James, and can he ascend continuously in the GOAT conversation? And then you're gonna have that East Coast villain. Can they take down the beloved King James? And it's gonna be amazing for us to watch and follow the entire year. I can't wait till we have a doubleheader with the Nets on first. And then the Lakers on second. You see what I'm saying? That's what we got now in the game.
It's so much drama. And I think that you point out something that's important is LeBron couldn't get it done in Cleveland. We all know this history. But then, we got Bosh and we got Wade, big three in Miami. And then he goes back to Cleveland. Oh, Andrew Wiggins, you're gone. We're going to bring in Kevin Love, another big three. And then he goes out to L.A. And he said, you know what? I like this team. I like this young core. But I'll take one of the top five in Anthony Davis. And when you do that, you sort of force everybody else to do the same. And there's one thing about this particular deal that I think is not getting enough discussion, and that is the impact that it has, not just on the Eastern Conference, but one of the teams that had their eyes on winning the Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia 76ers. There were advanced trade talks. Ben Simmons was reportedly on the table. Was he paired with Thibault? Was he paired with Maxey? What kind of picks were in the package? And the Rockets decided not to add Ben Simmons. Jalen, do you think the Sixers made a mistake by not being aggressive in adding James Harden to their team to compete in the Eastern Conference?
So a lot of times we're going to look back at trades and try to figure who won the trade. Let me keep it plain and simple. It's the team that gets the best player. So if you got a chance to get James Harden in his prime, you do everything you can to team him with Joel Embiid. You try to do that, Jacoby. And I bet it's a little bit tougher when the person that's making the phone call is Daryl Morey.
Yep.
Who used to be the GM of the squad that you're trying to get a deal done with. And they didn't necessarily leave on the best terms, Morey and D'Antoni, with ownership. So therefore, if you look at both deals on paper, like you did, you was like, wait a minute, maybe that deal looks a little better. But then I threw something else out there to you that you really got to consider. Ben Simmons still isn't taking shots outside of the paint. And as long as he's not taking shots outside of the paint, now you got to try to, I'll give you Maxey. I'll give you Thibault. Now you got to try to go deeper into your roster to get the deal done. That's why I ultimately think that it did not happen.
Well, and also from the Rockets' perspective, it seems like when just a few weeks ago they were in a win-now mode, they want to add Wood, and they've got Gordon, and they've got James Harden, they've got Wall. So now, if you look at what they got back in the James Harden trade, they worked LeVert into Oladipo, who's on expiring, and they got four first-round picks, four swaps. They've got draft assets until 2026. And who knows what the world's even going to look like in 2026. What does this move tell you about the Rockets' strategy as they move forward in this decade?
And also, again, these are all dominoes by the three best players, LeBron and AD, you know, teaming up, Kawhi, wanting to team up with Paul George. And then you see what they needed to give up in order to make that deal happen. So that became a barometer. When you have an MVP player like James Harden, you got to at least come with the four picks. They're going to be later in the first round, and you mentioned the swaps. But again, for the Rockets, it's like we get Victor Oladipo. He was just all NBA. Let's see if he could get healthy and become our future player in the backcourt along with John Wall, who's already under contract. If we think we can re-sign him to top dollar and he's healthy, we do that. If we feel like he don't want to be here and we think he might leave, they might consider flipping him. And so they now, like you said, you can go to try to make the playoffs, or you can go to try to continue to build towards the future. So I like what the Rockets did. You're not going to get an equal play in return for James Harden. But of the teams that I felt that they were going to deal with, Victor Oladipo is a pretty good approximation of what you hope to get in return for a player like James Harden.
Absolutely. There is so much more to discuss that involves this trade. We will try to get to all of it. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Get the people what they want.
Doubleheader on ESPN Friday night starting at 7:30. It is the Mavs traveling to take on the Bucks, and then the night cap at 10 p.m. We have the Pelicans going up against LeBron and the Lakers.
Fly.
That is at 10 p.m. Both those are on ESPN on Friday night. Jalen, there's so much news in the NBA regarding this trade, but you know me, I like to go a little bit negative. And I'm looking at this from Brooklyn, and I'm looking at one thing. Take a look at the timing of the salaries of these three star players. You'll notice that after next season, they all can opt out. So after giving away their entire draft pick future and some of their young stars like LeVert and Allen, they could be left with absolutely nothing after next season. Jalen, is this too much of a gamble for your guy, Kiwi, Sean Marks, the GM of the Brooklyn Nets?
Not at all, because we're going to be looking up over the next couple of years and all of those dudes going to be signing $200+ million deals. Like, this is good. About to be special, Jacoby, what they're doing with the Nets.
Good thing the owner of the Nets has very deep pockets, because he's going to be paying the luxury tax if that is the case. Now, Jalen, there's so much going on in the NBA, but there's something going on in your personal life that we need to shed a special spotlight on. What exactly is that?
Yeah, my mother has dealt with some health challenges recently, and due to COVID restrictions, it's kind of tough to get in and out of the hospital for visits. I just want to send you strength, Jeannie Rose. I know you're watching the show right now. Make sure you eat some of that food that Troy bringing you today. We love you, sending you strength. Can't wait till you come home.
I love you very much, Jeannie Rose. Hope you feel better soon. We will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN.
There's
so much more to discuss, a whole weekend of NFL to get to.
Thank you. You're far too kind. We got the